You're listening to SBS News.
The Russian-installed leaders of four partially occupied Ukrainian provinces have formally asked Russian President Vladimir Putin to incorporate their territories into Russia. Their request comes swiftly after the Russian government organized referendums on annexation in the areas of Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia and Kherson. This resident of Luhansk says they'd welcome the change.
I'm proud that I will be living in Russia. I hope for the better and that there will be changes for the better. I hope that factories will start working in full, that there will be less unemployment and that people will live better.
Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has declared on social media, the results are clear, welcome home to Russia. The results, though, have been fiercely rejected by Ukraine and the West, who've denounced the polls as illegal and a sham. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the outcome was manipulated.
We have seen videos and reports of armed officials going door to door, intimidating voters and stopping Ukrainians on the street and forcing them to vote. These so-called referenda have been an exercise in coercion.
With the threat of annexations looming, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has spoken to the leaders of a number of countries, including Britain, Canada, Germany and Turkey. He's pressed for more military aid and tougher sanctions on Russia. In a late-night video address, he expressed his gratitude for their assistance so far.
Thank you all for your clear and unequivocal support. Thank you all for understanding our position. Ukraine cannot and will not tolerate any attempt by Russia to seize any part of our land.
The United States has announced a new package of weapons and supplies to Ukraine worth almost $1.7 billion. It includes precision rocket systems, ammunition, armored vehicles and radars. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the equipment is to help Ukraine defend its independence.
We have been clear when it comes to certain longer-range systems with our Ukrainian partners that these systems are for use on sovereign Ukrainian territory. If and when this annexation occurs, as we expect it will, these areas will remain sovereign Ukrainian territory.
The European Commission has proposed an eighth package of sanctions against Russia. It's asked the European Union's 27 member countries for an oil price cap, an expanded travel blacklist and asset freezes. The Commission's president, Ursula von der Leyen, also requested new import bans on Russian products.
This will keep Russian products out of the European market and deprive Russia of an additional 7 billion euros in revenues. We're also proposing to extend the list of products that cannot be exported to Russia anymore. The aim is here to deprive the Kremlin's military complex of key technologies.
An exodus of military-aged Russian men to neighboring countries continues after President Putin announced a partial mobilization. In response, the Russian government's denounced it will no longer issue passports to men called up to serve. At a Russia-Georgia border crossing, a protest has taken place, with people on the Georgian side voicing their opposition to allowing entry to those fleeing Russia. An activist suggests permitting free movement is risky.
We don't know who they are. Maybe they are Russian agents or Russian militaries and or deserters or some groups. And after some time, these all groups and Russian government will say that, we have a lot of Russians in Georgia, we want to save them.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.